Well, it's nice to be joined by the 2023 Alberta Scotties Champion Skip, Kayla Skrillick. How's everything going, Kayla?
Couldn't be better.
How long did it take for all that to sink in that you guys won that, or are you still in disbelief over it?
Oh, man, I think it sunk in yesterday when I was filling out paperwork, but definitely not on Sunday. I was still very much in shock.
Well, you made that beautiful freeze there in the ninth, and then I don't even know, how much of that rock could you see in the 10th for that double takeout?
In my mind, I could see more of it. And then we watched it back on the live stream because my team was like, you really couldn't see any of it. And that's when I realized how little I could see of the rock. I think just the sliver.
What made you go with that double takeout rather than try to force the extra end with a draw?
Honestly, I'd been throwing back eight weight the entire game. And I was like, guys, I don't know if the last rock of the Scotties Provincial Final is going to be when I put it on the button this game. So I was definitely going with a hit. I thought it was easier, as much as I could see it. It was easier than throwing the draw to pin to win it or to go to the extra.
So, I mean, where did you learn to be that calm and cool? Because it didn't look like anything was getting to you in that moment. Just after you decided on the shot, just went there, went to the other end and just made the shot. Your dad was saying you certainly didn't learn that from him. So
a lot of sports psychology. I played junior provincial finals, and I definitely wasn't that calm, but I've invested a lot of money in sports psychology to be able to throw that.
So what do you think has changed this year? Because last year at the Alberta Scotties, you guys only went 1-for-6, the exact same team. What do you think has changed between last year and this year that allowed you not only to win, but just run the table and just absolutely embarrass some of those teams?
Well, the last year at the Alberta Provincial Scotties, we had Brittany out. She had COVID for half the Bonspiel, so we had to bring in a spare. I also was injured and wasn't really supposed to play. I had a broken toe that year, so I was hopped up on a lot of Advil to play that game. And then Jerry had just recovered from COVID. So it was definitely not our most healthy lineup going into the Scotties, and we were just trying to survive last year. But this year we came in with Crystal as our spare slash coach, and then Shannon Clybrink is also our coach, and that has made a world of difference in preparing for something like this.
So winning this Alberta Scotties, you're going to Kamloops February 17th to the 26th to compete in the Scotties Tournament of Hearts to try to represent Canada at the Worlds. How important is it to have Jerry, who appeared there in 2010, and Brittany, who's played in it twice, on the team?
Oh, so important. So, like, they're guiding Ashton and I through all the processes, all the things we have to do, get ready. They're for sure showing up as leaders on the team going into the Scotties.
So, I mean, how have you been dealing with all this attention you guys have been getting, especially on social media, you for your shot, and then I'm still not 100% sure your sister's broom has landed yet after she threw that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny to watch back. No, it's been good. All the sharing and all the attention we're getting is really positive. So I'm glad. We had a little bit of a celebration before we shook their hands, but we composed ourselves like 5 seconds later to make sure that we said good game to Casey and her team.
I don't know how you did that, because you went from like a million to zero, like zoop, like out of nowhere. I'm like, wow, that takes skill in and of itself.
Yeah, I think I actually pushed Ashton into Casey because Ashton was still celebrating pretty hard. But no, it's important to wish the other team good luck, especially in games like that where they've lost. So
I mean, what are you guys going to be doing to prepare for the Scotties next month? Anything different than what you've normally been doing, or something completely new?
No, I think we'll just do a lot of the same thing. We get on the ice together. We all live in Calgary, so we get on the ice together once or twice a week already, and then we practice almost every day. So we'll just be doing more of that, trying to keep tuned up for the Scotties. It's a long event. It's probably our longest event of the season. So making sure we're in shape, in good health, recovered, all of that stuff will be important.
At the end there, the microphones managed to catch you telling your sister we're going to wine country. Was that a motivational factor to win the Alberta Scotties, or was that just an added bonus?
I don't think it was any motivation. It was just funny because everybody was still pretty hyped up, and I thought I'd make a little bit of a joke to the team to calm everyone down. in that moment.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. And I know everybody around here will be glued to TSN next month and be rooting you guys on all the way. I mean, that's all everybody at the Curling Club was talking about Monday from the second I got there to the time I left was you guys and your amazing performance.
Thank you. No, it means a lot to have as many fans as we do cheering us on.